Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington, presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. Speaking of visiting, you can visit Draven Valdez today at the T-Mobile store, Pentagon City Mall, from 2 till 4 p.m.
That's right.
And then if you don't see him today, you can see them tomorrow. They're going to be at the T-Mobile store in D.C. right across from Cap One Arena on 7th Street.
By my math,
from
that
noon
is
until 2.
That is 2 hours in under a 24-hour time span. That might be unprecedented in the annals of Junkies producer history. I think it might be.
You mean 4 hours in under 24 hours?
No, I said it's
two-hour appearances.
I said it's two appearances within a 24-hour span.
I think you actually said it was 2 hours, but
whatever.
It doesn't matter. You know what I'm getting at.
Yes.
Okay. Let's talk big picture here.
I know what you're getting at. You're jealous.
I'm a little jealous of, I mean, multiple appearances. Flakes has zero appearances.
I told you.
Zero.
It's the undercutting tour.
It's the fun and funner world tour.
Fun and funner world tour. It's revving up the engines.
What's on the agenda? You're going to play a little Junkie Shootout?
I could. I won't.
It's like
but
a live cameo.
Is that what it's going to be?
Yeah.
How's that? Have you get any new cameos yesterday?
Yeah, five or six.
Five or six.
Yeah.
We have five to do today.
Five to do. Okay.
It's a steady stream.
Still breathing a little
it's
bit.
Steady
there.
Stream of income.
That's the one you guys should be jealous of.
The $10 a pop
because well, you're just snooty about it, and now you can't go back.
Or the $5 a pop you're making for that.
We're making $20 a pop.
It adds up.
Well, divided by three, and they get Danny, and they take half, or whatever it is.
I think we figured it out. They netted about $5.18 for each one.
Right.
I got a big deposit last week.
Yes, you did.
Did you?
Yeah, we cut it up.
Oh, you did? Nice. That's silly.
A big silly like you.
I'm happy for you. I am.
What do you have on the agenda for the big appearance?
Nothing.
No. Shake some hands.
Shake some hands. No. With Corona going around, you're going to shake hands all day? Yeah. You have hand sanitizer at the ready.
No.
Right
no.
there. No, you're going to. Will you?
You know what? I'll lick every single phone there.
You'll lick every phone?
Yeah. Won't phase me.
You're not phased at
no,
all.
Right. Not at all.
Well, Green Day's phase. Let's get into the world of Hollywood and entertainment cakes. They're definitely among a growing list of artists who are canceling tour dates in Asia amid concerns about the coronavirus. On Thursday, both Green Day and BTS announced nixed dates from their previously planned jaunts through the region.
I need an update on BTS. Is that like a Korean pop group?
I believe so.
Yes.
The K-pop sensation?
Exactly.
And they're really good. I told you I was watching them on the Rockin' the New Year's Eve or whatever they called it.
Okay.
And they were really good.
I think I did see
them. Are you doing a bit or are you?
No, I'm serious.
You have a look at your face like.
No, you know what? Your
really
daughters
good.
Were into it.
No, I talked
They
about
don't
it.
Even speak English, do they?
No, he did talk about it.
Oh, they do.
They do?
I saw them. Are there more than five?
There's like seven.
There's a bunch
the
of them.
Boy bands used to have five. They seem to be like a super
They're powered. Like chopping up the check seven
kind of like Menudo, right? Didn't Menudo have a bunch
I think
of guys?
It was just five.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
But they rotated. Like, once your voice changed.
Yeah, once you hit puberty, you're out. You're done. Yeah.
Was Ricky Martin ever in Menudo?
He was.
He was. Menudo no longer?
Oh, I don't know.
I still think they're cracking out like young Latinos go through Menudo.
Might as well.
I really don't know. I just threw that out there.
Green Day had originally planned to perform in Singapore, Thailand, the Philippines, Taipei, Hong Kong, South Korea, and Japan through March.
Yeah, that's when you just cancel.
Yeah,
you say,
you're canceling that.
We'll come back once the pandemic and all the frenzy dies down.
Somebody told
me. Or maybe not.
Somebody told me yesterday on Twitter that they had some sort of similar sort of work thing they had to do. They had to fly to the UK, and then they were going to like Italy.
They're hitting every hot zone.
They're hitting all the hot zones. Yeah. And they're literally just sitting at home just freaking out.
Right.
Not that it matters, but it looks like Menudo's done in 2009.
They are.
Okay. I'm sure. Yeah. Fade cakes at all turns. I'm just glad that our travels take us basically to West Palm and that we don't have to fly into the teeth of the coronavirus.
Well, yeah. We will be flying, though, which they say planes are one of the hot spots where everybody's transferring.
Well, I will bring some wipes onto the plane.
And they have said.
Lock, I'll do that.
And you're going to wipe, what are you going to wipe, the tray?
I'll wipe the armrest. I will wipe the tray. I'll wipe the seat down.
And you'll have your hand sanitizer.
I'll wipe the seat down.
Yeah.
All of it. And I won't take anything from the stewardess.
Right.
I'm going to say, no thank you. I'm not going to
wear a mask. Might wear a scarf.
Okay.
Might wear a scarf.
You do that anyway.
Yes, that's normal.
Yeah, but not in Florida.
Right, that's true.
Yeah.
I think you should. That'd be a good bit.
Right.
Just wear the scarf.
Wear the scarf. I am going to order a Corona. Everywhere I go, I'm going to order a Corona.
Yeah, we get to the Embassy Suites.
Because that.
Order a bucket of Coronas.
That makes me laugh. Huh? That just makes me laugh. There's a story out there that Americans are avoiding Corona beer amid the coronavirus outbreak. That's just hilarious to me.
More proof that Americans are stupid.
Surprising, 38% of beer drinkers insisted they would not, under any circumstance, buy Corona as the deadly virus spreads across the globe. I mean, it's unbelievable. That their beer is
so
just
dumb.
Taking a huge hit.
Yeah, it
so
hurts.
I'm going to support the Corona people.
Yes.
Yeah, you should.
And I'm going to order Corona beer.
I love Corona.
I like Corona Lights.
I call my man Bobby, and he ships me some Corona.
Hey, Bobby! You still do?
Oh, yeah. Bobby lives right in Sterling. I went to his house in Sterling and picked up a
few cases. Do your hookups ever die?
Never.
Or do you just
they should never
grind
die.
Them forever?
Amazing. Why wouldn't they?
Well, I mean, sometimes it's
just
a hassle.
He's worked hard, as the rest of us have, to cultivate those over the years.
No, I went over. It was before my daughter's high school graduation party, mm-hmm. and I went over there.
Is this Bobby Blicky?
Bobby B.
And give him a shout.
And he said, here, I got a bunch of cases in my garage. Come on, swing by and pick them up. And I did.
Right.
Right.
As you should.
How could I turn that down? No, probably saved me like $100.
You can't, and you didn't.
Correct.
Nor should you have.
That's right. You found a way. You have a skill, a talent to cultivate a relationship and let it'll
and
last
never,
10, 15 years.
Oh, yeah, never let it
it's
die.
It's great. Like, he's got the wolf trap person. Like, this is simple. Bam.
Yeah. He's
like,
always got
the same people.
They're just a phone call away.
No, we were all privy to the wolf traps and the corona of the world. You guys just decided to delete them out of your contacts.
Until a year ago, you were still using the mass and hookup.
It doesn't occur to me necessarily to see how every person can benefit me. You know what I mean? Not necessarily. I don't look at all the angles.
This is the guy who was begging for hot tub hookups.
Right.
It's on the air.
That's a very good point.
Every time something comes, he begs for a hookup. Touché. But then he kills me for all my hooks.
Yeah. No,
how
occasionally.
Does that make sense?
I'm actually praising
occasionally.
You.
Right. No, he kills me for
I'm
it.
I'm praising you that somehow the. When did we do Masson blogs?
Oh, it's 2012. I don't even.
Who knows?
He still uses the Masson suite all the time.
Well, no, that's someone that he knew before.
I thought it was through the show.
I kind of met that person
through the show.
Yeah.
You did.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
No, she's a good friend of mine. Doesn't work for Masson.
Not through the blogs, though.
No, just met some Masson people, and she was one of them.
Right.
Yeah, when we did the Wiggles commercial.
I can't believe that in one of my...
Great hookup.
In one of my Masson blogs, I lauded Ernie Grunfeld
for
bypassing Steph Curry and acquiring Mike Miller and Randy Foy.
Right, you
what?
Loved it. You love that move.
Well, I was opposite you because I remember we had Randy Foy on the show, and I told him he was a dime a dozen.
Who's the dog?
I remember.
Who's the dog 7-footer that you were praising?
The dog from UConn.
Hashim
the bust.
The beat. I said he was going to be like next Bill Russell.
And what did the scout say? Legendary quote. He played one on none and
lost. No, that was Bismack Biyombo.
Oh, are you sure?
Yeah, yeah. I'm 100% correct.
That was Bismack, but you Bismack know what?
Well, it's not
he's
close.
Still collecting checks. He's a way better player than Thabus.
I don't know where Thabus is.
Yeah.
Is Thabus playing anywhere
no,
on the planet?
Impossible.
Yeah. America's Got Talent is in the news, Cakes. So remember, after Gabrielle Union and Julianne Hough only lasted one season, they've announced
a sound effect.
But I don't care.
No, the Julianne Hough.
Oh.
He's definitely going to play it.
Right. That's where she's like levitating or whatever she's
doing.
Well,
there's no chance she's levitating.
What was she doing? She's getting the evil
getting
spirits.
Here's what she was doing. She was scamming people. To believe that some voodoo witch doctor is making her howl like that.
Well, she's no longer on the show, but Simon Cowell and Howie Mandel will be joined now by Sofia Vergara. Is that how you say her name? The woman from Modern Family?
From Modern Family.
She's kind of an older lady, but
she's older, but got a great
super
body.
Hot. And then they're bringing back, they're dusting off Heidi Klum. They're bringing her back. So it'll be Heidi Klum, Sofia Vergara, if that's how you say her name, Simon Cowell and Howie Mandel.
Howie Mandel, he's just a lifer.
How do you think Howie Mandel is handling the coronavirus?
Oh, not very well.
He can't be handling that well,
no.
Right? Now, maybe he's handling it great because he's been on top of this.
He's prepped.
He's way ahead of everybody else.
Yeah.
On germ-phobic.
No handshaking, only fist bumps, and he probably keeps those to an absolute minimum,
I have gotten to the point now, if I touch anything, like when I touch these doors, like I've already prepped these doors in the morning. But like if I go to the bathroom, I'm now using my sleeve.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kicking doors open.
Yeah.
And if I touch something that's commonly used, I'm going to go wash my hands or use hand sanitizer.
Right.
Or wipes. That's sick.
Yeah, you are very vigilant.
Hands are getting dry. They're getting dry. I don't want to get the flu, Cakes.
I understand.
I don't want to get a cold. I don't want any of that crap. I don't think I'll ever touch an escalator, handrail ever again.
Oh, I probably will at some point.
Why?
Because I forget about it.
Yeah.
I just forget.
When I'm seeing folks now, a lot of fist bumping.
Yeah.
A lot of fist bumping.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just gratuitous.
Or just no contact.
By the way, the Pope canceled another day's of events.
Is he feeling a little sickly?
Oh, yeah. They're saying he's a little under the weather.
Yeah.
You know? And he's right in the heart of it. So he's probably
how about
got
the
it.
Guy that, I don't know if he was the president of Saudi Arabia India.
Yeah.
Who was, they were talking about the corona and he started wiping his ass.
Like forehead. I think it was like the health minister of Iran.
The health minister.
Yeah,
I
saw Iran. That. It was Iran. Yeah, yeah.
He said everything's fine. Kind of thought he was.
Kind of think he was doing a bit. Like you really have to take a handkerchief out or whatever.
He
and
was sweating profusely.
He's got it.
He had a fever.
I know he's got it.
A fever of 102.
But I think he was doing that to really sell it. I think he was selling.
Well,
he was trying to sell it.
He had to self quarantine himself.
Was he when he was in the hospital bed?
He was
he self quarantined just in a house.
Okay.
The good news is again, 80% of people have a very mild version of it. Most people that are getting pummeled by it are sick or elderly.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's not good if you're sick or elderly.
Right.
You know, that's obviously horrible. But whatever. And it also seems to be that, you know, some of these countries, they're not prepared. They don't have the resources to handle this. And they, quite frankly, they don't have the expertise.
Well, it sounds like the U.S. is unprepared for it, too, because there are reports coming out of California that some of the people that were quarantined there that came from the hot zone in Wuhan, they didn't have the proper equipment to handle the people that were going into the quarantine.
Yeah, I know. There's a whistleblower on that.
But
the United States before this was ranked in sort of preparedness above every other country in the world by far in terms of how to handle this thing.
It still sounds kind of dicey.
Yeah, but I heard that the test was not up to par.
The test has not been great.
The testing's
not been great. And they don't have enough tests.
Which I don't understand how that's possible.
Well, because it's a new virus. You know, they got.
You should be on top of that. You have to assume there's a new virus coming.
It's hard, Jason.
Oh, come on. It's the United States.
But they're getting them out there. They're getting them out there. I think my fear level has gone down a little bit from like Wednesday. Wednesday it was peak.
It has.
Oh yeah,
mine went.
Oh
from,
yeah, because I actually like the measures.
You sound pretty normal.
People are self-quarantining.
Yeah.
People are, they're getting checked. That's good. It's good.
Yeah, that's the reason why I'm not going to leave the house all weekend. I'm self-quarantining.
My fear level went from zero.
You're not going to go visit the boys at T-Mobile?
No, I'm going to send them my best wishes via Twitter.
Yeah, they're going to go out there and,
and retweet the fact that they'll be out and about.
My fear level, EB, went from zero to zero.
Zero? Hasn't changed at all?
No.
Yeah. Well, that's good. It's good you can live your life like that. That's good. I applaud you. Let me see. Is there anything else here worthy of mentioning? Okay, so we talked about the Lori Loughlin, the college admissions scandal. That trial date has been set for October. They tried to push it into next year, but the judge said, no, you're finished. And last but not least, I know Valdez has a hit or I think for us, a pyre poo.
This is Matt Valdez.
Do you care to tell? Is this a legitimate artist here?
Oh, yeah.
Legitimate artist. All right.
Superstar.
No other clues. No clues.
Can I predict it?
Just write it down, but go ahead and play it.
I couldn't even read your writing. Room. Not my cup of tea.
It's Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
See if I like it. I'm surprised you haven't played the fart yet. You must like it. I think Valdez likes it.
No, because you yell at me every time I do.
It doesn't mean you stop doing it.
I mean, it's odd.
Thank you.
Thank great.
I think she's a superstar.
Her body is better than the song.
I think she's super talented. That's the hook. Whatever. You know, there's a million
Change
better
the
songs.
Station.
I would vote I think.
Perfect. Not my cup of tea right now.
I bet you Bradley Cooper votes pie.
He probably does. Yes.
What?
You should see the video. She looks kind
of
hot.
Really?
Yeah. Her body's 12.
She's dressed up like some sort of space creature.
Really? Yeah. She's got too many tattoos now. She's starting, you know, just, I don't know. It gets annoying.
Mm. I'd hammer it.
Jason would be a monster. That's what the fans are, the monsters.
If I was single.
You still have
single.
A little testosterone in you?
He's got a little bit. He's got a little, trace of it.
Every once in a while you see her body, you just go, oh, wow.
Will you be honest with this question?
Yeah, no, he won't be. He'll guarantee lie.
I won't ask the most sensitive, this one. When is the last time you visited the sink? That's less sensitive than...
It's been 10 days, maybe?
A sink visit? 10 days?
I still can't believe. Is that still your routine, the sink?
I mean, I don't want to get into it. My daughter's listening.
Yeah,
off this. Yeah. Dump everything I just said. No, I'm just kidding.
How about the toilet?
No, I like sitting on the toilet, but I don't do it. That's the only time I actually do anything around the toilet.
He's talking about the sneeze trick that you do. Like,
is that what he's talking about?
No.
You would have been so tilted yesterday walking into the bathroom here at Entercom. Somebody who will remain nameless was sitting on the stall listening to a sitcom full blast, just laughing his head off.
Shorts.
I'm not going to out the person.
Trimmer. I saw Trimmer in there.
It was not Trimmer. I'm not going to say
sitcom. What sitcom?
Spanish sitcom.
Okay. Los Friends. Or Amigos.
Yeah. And he was just ripping one?
100%.
Yeah. He goes in there with his phone all the time.
I've never seen bathroom etiquette like that.
I mean, everybody does. There's not. What do you think the percentage of humans that poop with their phone in their hands?
Oh, no. I've used my phone.
What do you think the percentage is?
I don't have it on full blast.
90%?
No, probably like 40%.
40?
You're forgetting old people aren't doing that. You think your mom does that or my mom?
Oh, my God.
No chance.
All right, so old people. All right, so people.
Well, people under 50.
People under 50.
The percentage is 80%.
I would say, you have to say 80%.
Or higher.
So. Yeah. If you have a smartphone. Percentage of smartphone owners.
Yeah. What else are you going to do when you're in there?
Yeah, it's boring as hell.
Right.
Yeah.
JP doesn't do it.
He does.
No, I do it.
You do? Oh, I'm the only one of the four of them.
You don't?
Sometimes I do.
You don't bring your phone in to the squatter? You don't?
No, because I'm never there more than 3 minutes.
You always have to sillies?
Yeah, just my body tells me when it's going, and I just go. I don't need to go on and check box scores.
Now, why are we playing Friends?
Los Amigos.
Yeah, because he's watching his Spanish sitcom.
Oh, okay.
Dumb humor. We specialize in it.
It's kind of our go-to.
Yes.
He'll be there for poo.
All right, if you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. We're the Junkies. Coming right back.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
So here's more proof that you just need to give up your U.S. citizenship and move to, like, Costa Rica. Or just find an island.
Why?
Or an island. Just... Garth Brooks posts a picture of him in a Barry Sanders jersey after he performed in Detroit, which yeah. Makes sense. You know, you're in Detroit, you wear, you break out the local sports hero's jersey. His dumb followers on Instagram thought it was a Bernie Sanders jersey because it says Sanders right. And then 20 on the back.
Right.
And
for 2020,
just,
right?
They couldn't put two and two together that they're in Detroit.
And they're just killing him with comments about, keep politics out of your shows. I'm so disappointed
in you.
How
stupid are people?
Should have kept politics out of it. I'm done with you.
They thought Bernie had a football jersey?
Nothing like supporting a communist to loss a few fans. You know what?
They're just dumb.
I'm too smart to live in this country.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm too smart to live here.
But I was
going
to say, I would move to Costa Rica if the stock market wasn't down 10%.
Well, that's going to hurt. That part's going to hurt.
I can't move anywhere your if compound, I'm going to lose that much money.
Your compound is not going to be as nice.
You probably need less money to live in Costa Rica, though.
I don't know about that.
I just picked a random guy. Wherever.
You want to cheaper.
Move to like Belize or Costa Rica or, I don't know, somewhere in South America. I don't care. Just
I'm
move away from here.
You move to the old Bodog mansion.
That's right. That's Calvin right. Ayer's former mansion.
Yeah, whatever happened to him?
Who knows? Who knows what he's... scamming people with 2020.
He scammed a lot of money.
Sure.
Don't we still have like 2,000 Bodog bucks?
Maybe.
That Jason lost the password.
Who knows?
I mean, J.A. from Oldie probably racked up 50,000 Bodog bucks that I've never used.
What were the picks we used to give?
The JSS.
The JSS. Yeah, there's like $2,000 in the JSS
account.
Well,
we're never going to get that money.
Nope.
That money's gone forever.
Don't know how to
get that money's just out in the
Bodog
ether.
I have no idea where that money is.
Does Bodog even exist anymore?
What,
I don't even
Bovada
know.
Now, right?
I think it might change
Bodog.
Yeah.
It's called Bovada.
I don't know.
Bodog used to put on like big fights. They were doing all kinds of stuff.
They were
for
big
a while.
Sillies. Is that dude in jail? What was his name?
Calvin Ayer.
Is he in jail?
I don't know. That's
I don't believe
asking.
So. I think he's living.
Actually,
in...
I think I read he got some sweet deal with that he pled guilty to something. I think with like the feds, and maybe paid some big fine, and he's money now. He could still like live in his mansion or whatever. Because he was living off like the coast of like Costa Rica or something, right? Wasn't he?
He was. In
he
Costa
lives
Rica.
In I think Antigua at this point.
And now he's in Antigua.
Yeah,
yeah. Sick.
Shocker, he's involved in Bitcoin. Everybody's ever been shady at any point in their lives is involved in Bitcoin.
Right.
They just are.
Right.
And shocker, he's in the mix.
Well, also, well. Remember, we talked about Russell Okung. He's one of the guys that's against this deal.
Right.
Or just to put it in perspective.
Against the NFL deal.
The NFL deal where like every player is going to get at least $100,000 raise. Mm-hmm. They're getting $5 billion more in revenue. There's a lot of stuff that they're getting in return for the 17th game. He's requested that his paycheck be paid via
Bitcoin.
Cryptocurrency.
Yeah. Right.
Bitcoin.
Yeah. Right.
That's how smart he is.
Right. How are the other cryptos doing?
Who knows?
Ethereum? Litecoin? How would I know how they're all doing?
They're not doing anything.
My altcoin that I bought went bust up. I think it's at like, it's worth like 1/100th of a cent. Verge. Yeah. So it's like, I'm serious. It's worth like 1/100th
of a cent.
Sometimes
you're going to have swings and misses.
Yeah. I have a very small amount of Ethereum. Whatever that is.
I think I actually something like that too.
Very small amount.
I think I have a little bit of that. My daughter, you know, we had just got her a little account, like an E-Trade account, mm-hmm. and my son too. And a poor thing, she's already lost. I mean, she's $500. So I think she said she's down. Her net profit is -$33, but she's, you know, distraught because she had just gotten into the plus.
Right.
And so now she's down because everyone's just losing.
I don't even want to see what the market opened at yet today.
Well, the guy who's going to be down in his account is Awan, because I believe he's heading to live casino tonight for a fight later. Yeah. And he's talking about like trying to kill some time in between.
Oh, you're
going
to do that bit?
I think he's grasping at going to the poker room. I was like, okay, well, how much are you bringing? He says, I don't know, maybe $200. I said, $200? That's going to last you 15 minutes if you're lucky.
Well, they say you're supposed to bring how much you're comfortable with losing, right?
Right.
And yeah, 200, anything after that, I'd be distraught.
You have to have, I think you have to bring 500
to
minimum.
To play what again?
Just to play the lowest stakes, like 1-3, I'm assuming.
He doesn't even know how to play poker, does he?
Oh,
he claims he wipes out his boys in the home game. I mean, it's a little bit different playing
I'm
live.
I'm silly in the home game. I sometimes wear shades.
You're going to lose that.
Why? Because you give off tells?
Yeah. That way I can bluff.
So I told him, bring 500 and, you know, just buy in for two. And then if you get felted, you have a backup.
Right.
You got a spare bullet.
Right.
You can't just go there with two.
He's going to lose. If he brings five, he's going to lose the five.
It's a very good chance that happens.
He's better off just going to Pamplona and drinking 12 cocktails.
You're probably right.
Yeah, but he's going to support a junkie's guest.
Grasping.
The Vanilla Gorilla.
That's correct.
Have you, by the way, how have you been doing with your swiping and all of that? How's that going?
It's been
like
all
when
right.
was the last time you were on an app
today? So you guys didn't know that. So I did my Valentine's Day show, 4 hours on dating, got a bunch of calls, and
right.
this guy was so interested and invested in the AWOD Army that he Venmo'd me $20 to sign up for Tinder Premium. So now I have unlimited swipes. I've been swiping every single day, only swiping right, no lefts. And I mean, I'm getting a ton of matches. And then I'm unmatching because I'm not getting sized from them.
Really?
Yeah.
What do they look like?
Are like the female version of me.
Yeah.
And even worse.
And you got to right. do way better than that, right?
Yeah. I mean, I just want something that I can get sized for, that I'm attracted to.
Right. So far, have you been attracted to zero of your matches?
Yes.
Yeah. What's that tell you?
Zero.
How's that even possible?
There's got to be one. There has to be one out there.
How's that even possible? What do you put on there in your bio? Like, what are you putting out there? Like, what does it say? Like,
I got to check. I haven't updated my
bio. You don't
bio
put in there,
while.
Like, you're just here for friendship or something like
no,
that, do you?
No, no.
Are you like, long walks?
Can you screenshot just one of the girls and just send it to me? I just want to laugh.
You just want a good chuckle?
Yeah. Can you do that?
Have you looked at the girls that match with them lately? Drabby? Do they look like LeVar Arrington?
No, I haven't seen them. But I'm guessing they do.
I gotta call out LeVar.
I'm just saying.
I've seen LeVar on TV a lot.
He's getting
some
good run. Yeah, I'm happy for him.
Is he still out in LA?
Yeah,
I think he's still living in LA.
He does that. Jason,
I think
he's
still. Does he still coach a high school team though? He's still doing that.
Don't know.
No idea.
Mm. Yeah.
So my profile says Adam, 27 years old.
Yeah.
Alum of Virginia Commonwealth University.
Right.
One of the good guys. Sports fan and sports videographer. I like to go out in Clarendon or watch Netflix till 2 a.m.
One of
I'd get rid of that.
Get rid of the sports stuff.
And by the way,
sports stuff. So tilting. Every guy's into sports.
Instead of videographer, maybe throw out like your multiple jobs. It'll make you sound a little more professional. Sound more accomplished.
Maybe.
You sound like a donk. Just say like you
sound like.
Here, I will give you my profile. Why don't you write it, EB? And then we'll see if I get matches.
I could. I've been on the game for 30 years, but.
I know that's not what the dating expert wrote on his profile.
No. She told me to write, I'm into Yingling. That didn't work.
Right.
I don't know. Well,
a dating expert said that you should say you're into Yingling.
Yeah.
Like
and then, she had me end it with like an emoji, like basketball or soccer, as a question.
Right.
I did get an email last week from a dating expert and author who listens to the show.
Yeah.
And I'd read it to you, but our email doesn't work, of course.
Yeah.
But
great company.
It might be getting attacked. You never know.
Did you guys do the survey that we were told? Have you gone to your email lately?
No.
So we're supposed to, as employees, just enter
keep it to a dull roar.
I don't even know how to get to
an Ivy. We all love Ivy.
Yeah, that's,
I don't know what her job title is now, but she's like
the big silly. How about that's her job title?
So she sent a follow-up email and said, could you guys please do this? We're only like 66% compliant as a company or whatever. So it takes 2 minutes, right? But at the end of the survey, it said, come up with 3 words to describe the atmosphere at your company. What do you write there?
I could think of 3 words.
Well, what? I don't know. Just say.
I could definitely think of 3 words.
Supportive.
Yeah. All right,
cheap. How about that's one?
No, just be supportive. Just say something nice. Don't crush them.
No, I came up with 3 words ultimately, but at first I was dumbfounded.
Right. I wouldn't even know how to get to email. Hold on a second. Can I even do that? Let me see if I can get to email. Is it my mail? Yeah, it's my mail.
You probably don't want to give out the exact address on the
air. I didn't. I just said my mail.
I like Ivy. I would be willing to take it, but I think I deleted it. I would need it to be reset.
I got to it. Here it is.
Cakes can't get into anything. He can't get into his email.
No, I'm into my email. I just can't get into my Instagram. And Drab can't either.
Hey, I thought you said you got in.
See?
It was fake news.
I did, celebrating before I got to the end zone and dropped the ball on the 1 yard line.
What happened? Why is it such an enigma? Why can't we get in?
Somehow I thought I got in. Yeah. I don't know.
He was so sure of himself, too. Right. He was giving me that smug look.
Because I went to Instagram.com/moneymetalcakes, and then it redirected to the login page. And I was able to log in on the second account, thinking it was the first account, and it redirected me back to the Money Metal Cakes page. So I thought I was in on
but
the account
not.
That he wanted to be in on.
He looked at me and he goes, I did this in 30 seconds. You should be ashamed of yourself. He gave me that whole spiel.
Right. You know how cocky he was when he came
so
in?
So cocky.
Yeah, he fumbled.
Glad he ran straight into a brick wall.
Definitely fumbled that. All right. Hey, you want to get your kid into a great basketball camp this summer?
Oh, yeah.
Well, at Coach Wooten's basketball camp, their goal is for campers to love basketball. They instill confidence. They teach the game. The kids have fun. They teach all day, every day. 5 skill sessions per day, they work on your basketball IQ. Why? Well, they've got competitions. They've got contests, guest speakers, 3 games per day. The difference at Coach Wooten's basketball camp is instruction. Register your kid today, CoachWooten.com, spelled 2 O's, 2 T's, CoachWooten.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You're finished.
Valdez was making you work for the weekend during the commercial break.
I was doing a cameo. Hey,
you need to take a cut?
Nah, it's okay.
He doesn't want those nublets.
I don't need $2. Hey, you go to Josh from Alexandria. He's been on hold for about 2 hours.
All right.
Pretty productive at work today, Josh.
Good morning, buddy. Joshua.
What's up, guys?
What's up?
What do you do for a living, my friend?
Maybe you're a self-made millionaire. Who knows?
Oh, I'm one of those lazy government employees, man.
Oh, so you're just chilling at your job? Got the door closed?
Yeah, actually, it's cracked, but got you guys on loud and clear.
That's very good. So we appreciate that.
Can you say what department you work for?
DOD.
Oh, really?
All right, look at that.
Department of Defense.
Nice. Nice.
Are you allowed to bring in, like, your cell phone in there?
Yeah, I'm not in a skiff today, just in a regular office.
Gotcha.
So you don't work in, like, the GON, do you? You don't work in the GON.
What is that?
Pentagon, Ricky.
You can't making up his own nickname for it.
Of course I am.
You can't decipher that?
I mean, think about it. I knew Cakes would know.
Of course.
All right, what's up?
Hey, I was listening to, about an hour ago, you guys were talking about Dwayne Haskins and Tua and Burrow and all this stuff. Mm-hmm. Everybody seems to forget that Dwayne Haskins beat out Joe Burrow at Ohio State. That's why Burrow transferred to LSU.
Well, no, everyone knows that.
Josh,
touched on that.
We've mentioned that a million times. Come on. Yeah.
And that was like 3 years ago.
Does that mean that he can't be better than Haskins now?
Who looks better to you?
It doesn't mean that.
Who looks better to you?
Well, Dwayne Haskins is younger. He was playing in the NFL last year, and Joe Burrow was in college.
Mm-hmm.
And then everybody doubted. Yeah, and he did that without an offensive line, no tight end, no running back, a bunch of rookie wide receivers, and he did all right. I'm just saying, look, I don't think he's Tom Brady, but he played some decent ball after he got the full-time job. He looked promising at the end of the year.
I think we agree.
You must be a Buckeye.
Yeah, you're a Buckeye. Guarantees a Buckeye.
You went to Ohio State, didn't you?
Fact.
Yeah, I knew. I saw that a mile away. I was about to say it.
Right.
You beat me to it.
All right, a little bias there.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying when the second pick comes up in the draft, we've got a quarterback who showed he's promising. He could be the guy. I think you sprint to the podium with the draft card, and that draft card had Chase Young.
Oh, another guy.
Another Buckeye.
Yeah,
right.
Shocking. This is shocking.
Hey, Terry McLaurin looked out all right last year, didn't he?
I don't think it's outrageous to want Chase Young. That's fine.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't think it's outrageous. And I'm with you. I'm willing to pass on Tua and roll the dice with Haskins. It's a big roll of the dice, but I'm willing to do it. And go. You know, if we didn't have him, I'd say, no, you got to take Tua. I mean, obviously, if we had Case and Colt and those guys, it would be a no-brainer.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you pick him with the quickness.
I don't think they're going to take Chase Young.
But I think he's workable.
They're going to take Chase Young.
I think so.
So, Josh, you're going to get your wish. You're going to have 500 guys from Ohio State.
Yeah, you're going to have a Haskins jersey, Chase Young jersey. Yeah.
When did you graduate from Ohio State, Josh?
2010.
Okay.
Yeah.
God, we're sold.
I mean, it's 10 years ago.
92.
How much did your...
Oh, well, hey, to be fair, though, I spent 9 years in the Marine Corps out of high school and then went back to college. So,
oh, so you're 40. Older.
Thank you for your service.
Yes, thank you.
Oh, so they paid for it.
I used my GI Bill to pay for, like, my housing and my food and my family and everything, and then I had to take out student loans to pay for my college. So I still left college with $40,000 in debt.
Have you knocked that off yet or no? How much do you still owe on that?
I'm working. I got probably $15,000 left.
Don't they give you only about 10 years to pay that off?
Yeah, I mean, I deferred it for a couple of years after I graduated because I wasn't making enough money.
That's the bad kind of deferred payment where you just push it down.
No, when you defer it, and then they still charge you interest though, right?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, that's where they whore you.
Yeah,
that's where you get
smoked.
But the
new GI Bill is really good. The new GI Bill gives service members money to live off while they're in school and then pays the university the tuition directly so that they're leaving with no debt.
Right.
Yep.
All right. Well, thank you, Josh. Don't worry. I think your wishes are going to happen.
Good. I hope so.
You got it, buddy.
All right, buddy.
Thanks, fellas.
Have a good weekend.
You're working hard to put food on your family.
I'm just glad I'm not out there doing speeches and 15 hours a day.
So I'm gonna get bitter because of all your responses here. But my daughter went to a social last night.
Ah, right? Well, yeah, she's living the college life. And probably got hammered.
And I'm already pissed.
Yeah, well, you think that's not
that's
happening?
That's the first.
No, she didn't get hammered. But I told her to send me pictures, and she said, "Oh, sorry, I forgot."
Yeah,
I got no pictures.
Yeah. Right, because there was 100 guys there.
And I could see what time she got back in. It started at 10. She got back in at 1:30.
Mm-hmm. That's nothing.
Very bitter. Life 360.
He trolls her.
I can tell exactly what time she got back to her dorm. Actually, it was 1:06.
I don't do that.
Oh,
you know, 1:06, I think that's a reasonable time.
That's actually...
That's not bad.
That's early. My kid doesn't get back until 3:34. Whenever they
I know, I'm just bitter that she was at the social. Well, I don't care if she was there.
It's college. She's supposed to be.
I know.
She's going to be experimenting.
She's going to be the first sorority girl that doesn't go to any events.
Yeah, she's getting hammered.
Doesn't mean I can be happy about it.
She should be at the antisocial.
That's correct.
That's why I wish she was.
No. Dude, you need to let it's over. She's not daddy's little girl anymore. She is.
See,
got a new boy
toy. I told
toy.
You. I shouldn't have brought it up because now I'm pissed off.
You shouldn't have brought it up. Sigma Chi don't.
At one of these socials, she might meet your future son-in-law who turns out to be a Mark Zuckerberg.
No,
maybe she'd probably date an athlete.
I don't want to
You'll
think
be
about
size.
It.
It'll be an athlete.
I don't
you
want
love
to
athletes.
Date Ryan Willis.
Yeah. Probably date some football player.
Right.
Just crushing him.
She's going to have to get used to it.
Why? You should know. No, I didn't. I said a football player.
Right. Getting hammered, getting banged out.
I didn't say I said hammered's drinking.
Right.
She's definitely drinking.
She drinks.
Hey, look, she went to a social and got back at 1:30. That's early.
That's
in my
butt
mind.
Early.
I think that's a victory for you. Personal victory.
At 1:06 is
early. Yeah, I don't think that's bad.
That's being responsible.
All right. Like I said, I was going to get pissed. I brought it up. I asked
for Jason, Don't you want to know who's on the hot seat?
I
Furnished
do.
By Marlow Furniture, our friends at Marlow Furniture, who we met last week.
Mm-hmm.
Are they bringing in furniture for the boys?
Are they bringing in all kinds of stuff?
I was talking with the designer. Yeah,
we weren't.
Talking
we were.
With her.
Cakes was.
Do they do patio furniture? I was schmoozing. There was schmooze
Cakes
going
was not
on.
Schmoozing.
Hookups.
Hey,
You're
do they
take
do
advantage of a hookup, aren't you?
Do they do patio furniture? No, I don't have a problem with hooking up. I just probably won't foster it for 20 years.
You should.
I usually hit it up for once, and that's it.
I was trading ideas with the
I'm
going to
Google right now. Marlo
Lots of
furniture.
Ideas going back and forth.
I'm
going
to Google.
Cardale Jones is on the hot seat.
That's
Ricky.
Right.
Against the lowly Tampa Vipers, Cardale's coming off a 4-pick performance. Against L.A., there's some buzz that Tyree Jackson could be the better long-term answer for the D.C. Defenders. Marlow Furniture, all the styles you love, Jason, you love, JP, and the producers definitely love for less.
Hey, we also have a pair of tickets to the Wizards, which we'll give away right now to the 10th caller at 800-636-1067. Giving away those tickets to a Wizards game. Tickets on sale now. Details at thefandc.com.
Wizards playing in Utah tonight.
Yes, they are.
Utah's been spiraling a little bit.
Hey, what's up with that?
They got injuries? I don't know. They benched Mike Conley. Doesn't Mike Conley make like $40 million?
Makes a lot of money.
Yes.
Makes a lot
recently.
Of dough.
I think he does make north. He might make north of 40. He makes a ton of money.
The NBA money is crazy, stupid money. Mike Conley's a good player. Might even be a very good player. But he's making $30+ million. I don't know. Might be something wrong with your system.
No, it just shows you how profitable they are.
I guess.
All right,
capitalism,
buddy.
I gotta
go call my daughter and get the play by play from last night.
You want the play by play?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
She's back at 1:30.
She wasn't doing anything.
All right, we gotta get out of here. Everybody, have
you
a great
know
weekend.
My daughter.
For Bish, Cake, CB, I'm JP. Granddaddy, they're up next.
See
on
ya.
The fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.